I'm Betsy Alcoholic. This is the last place I want to be right now. I don't even like to share in meetings anymore. My palms get all sweaty, and I'm like this nervous wreck. But I want to welcome all the newcomers to Alcoholics Anonymous. This is the only place that I've been able to find that I've got a little bit of relief from being me. You know, I feel like alcohol made it easier for me to live in my own skin. You know, I was always uncomfortable. I was always not as good as the one standing next to me. And so when I got that drink, and I started drinking at a young age. I don't remember how old I was. I don't remember my first drink. I just know that that I liked it, you know. And I grew up right here in Palmdale. I was never beaten. I was never fondled. I had a pretty good childhood. You know, it was vacations. It was pretty good. But I was always uncomfortable. And you knew about it. You know, I was going to raise hell. I was going to ditch school. I was going to make the teachers miserable. I was going to cause chaos in the house. You know, like that's the way I rolled. I was that uncomfortable from an early age on. And alcohol and other things, like I would have sold my soul. I practically did sell my soul to take the edge off constantly, you know? And I used to say that I just need something to take the edge off, you know? And it propelled like everything I did, every place I went, every person I hung around with, like everything I did, it was propelled by alcohol and other things. I like to do other things as well, which most of us do. And I let it, I gave a lot away, you know. I gave my kids away. I gave one of my sons away. I have four kids, okay? And I couldn't stop drinking when I was pregnant. I stopped with one. Like, that's the hold it had on me. Like, I could not stop. Even when I really wanted to stop drinking, I could not stop. I don't know if anybody's ever been in that spot before, but that's a scary place to be, is crying yourself to sleep at night. You know, knowing that you shouldn't be doing it, but it's saying, okay, tomorrow's going to be different, right? Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow, for me, never came. It was the same thing. It just was a little bit worse. And I lost my kids. I lost my freedom. I've been in a hospital bed with tubes coming in and out and them saying, say your goodbye. She's not going to make it through the night. Like, that's where I go when I drink. Nothing freaking matters. And the only relief that I've ever gotten was I've been coming in and out of AA for like 20-something years now, you know, and I'm not like a 60-90 type of person. Like, I come in, I get comfortable, I do a little bit of step work, you know, a little bit. I do enough to feel a little bit better for a little bit of time, you know. And I stick around for like 8 years. I had one time. I had 5 years one time. I've taken a couple one-year cakes and then I forget I'm an alcoholic. You know, I just forget that I'm an alcoholic. And then I separate myself from you guys. I don't like Dylan anymore. I definitely don't like Mark anymore. I don't want to hear Michelle share anymore. You know, like that's what my head tells me. Like, you don't need that. And then I separate myself from AA. I separate myself from I don't even really know if I had a God for that many years. I don't know. And then as soon as I walk away from Alcoholics Anonymous and I'm not around you people, because you see, I have to hear the message all the time. Like, I have to sit in meetings and hear it all the time or I'll forget it. And then the next thing you know, and Christina says it perfectly, all of a sudden the drink is in my hand. You know what I mean? And there's been a couple times like where I was like, it's just going to be tonight, you know, like my friends coming in from out of town, like I deserve one drink, right? Just one. And it never turns out like that for me. Like one turns into two and two turns into three, three turns into four. And then I'm running in the same old neighborhoods, running around the same old people doing the same old stuff. And it happens in the matter of hours. You know, once I take the drink, I can't stop. And I really can't stop until it's done doing me. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know, like this is the only place that I've ever found that I can be comfortable in my own skin, you know? And this time, how much time do I have, Dylan?
I'll give you the timer and I'll do it.
Okay. I'll share what brought me in this time, because we don't, people like me, I don't just come in and say, wow, things are good, and now I'm back in AA, I'm going to do some steps, I'm going to go to a meeting. Like, something has to happen for me to come back into Alcoholics Anonymous, you know? And I don't know how long I was out there, maybe a year and a half or something, I don't know, but things got really bad really fast, and I kind of told myself, well, this is the way it's going to be, Betsy. Like, you've tried AA, you've done everything, and nothing has worked. So I'm just going to continue to drink, right? Like, this is how it's going to be. And I always thought that was my calling. Like, I'm an alcoholic. Like, this guy over here, or I never said alcoholic. It was like, I like to party. That's what I always said. I like to party. Like, this guy was a doctor. This one was a lawyer. He laid carpet. He worked in the warehouse. I partied. Like, that's what I was supposed to do. You know, and that's what I did. And I was hiding what I was doing for like a year and a half. I was hiding it. All of a sudden, I had told myself, okay, this is just what you're going to do. You're going to hide it forever, and you're going to be an alcoholic junkie forever. I got up one day to go to work, and I went to the coffee pot, and I couldn't breathe. I was spinning. And I was shaking, and I thought, God, COVID's got me good this time. Like, I'm really sick from COVID. Kind of find out I was blowing my stomach out. Like, my stomach was bleeding. There was other symptoms, too. I won't get into all that, you know. And a couple days before that, I got a text message from a lady that sponsored me for a very long time. And she said, are you sober? And I looked at the phone, and I thought, if I lie right now, I probably am going to die. You know, because that's the track that I was on. And I told her, no, I'm not sober, and don't call me right now. You're the last person I want to talk to. And she said, okay. And I went on like that for like a week. I was super sick. I couldn't get out of bed. Anytime I got out of bed, I was spinning. I go to the hospital, drive myself to the hospital, and the doctor says, ask me what I was doing. And I was honest. I thought one more time, like, okay, if I'm honest right now, I may be able to save myself here. And he looked at me and he said, if you continue to do what you do, this is bad right now, but it's going to get real bad and you will die. And so what does every good alcoholic do? I go out to my car, take a drink, pop a few pills, and I go back home, you know? And then, I don't know, I just decided that I had to go back to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I knew that this was the only place for a person like me. You know, this is the only place amongst my people, because you are my people. You may be different cities, different friends, but you are my people. And so I made a phone call, and I tucked my tail. I told Christine I'm dying, and I came back into Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I got busy. I have a home group. I have a sponsor who knows she's my sponsor today. I'm in the work, you know, and I'm just trying to do it like one day at a time. And it is that easy, so, like one day at a time, because I'm already like one foot in the grave sometimes, or I'm already walking down the aisle, you know, or how am I going to stay sober when my daughter gets married in 16 years? You know what I mean? Like, that's how my head works. And so I just came in, you know, I came back and I raised my hand, and it's hard. It's always hard when you have some time and you have to come back in and Betsy alcoholic, you know, under 30, Betsy alcoholic, you know, and they're like, fucking Betsy again? But I don't know, like, you guys have loved me no matter what. It didn't matter. My head noise doesn't even matter. You guys opened your arms. Welcome back, Betsy. Welcome home. And you just have, you know, loved me no matter what. And I'm glad that AA started working in my life, I think, a long time ago, or maybe God did, or maybe you people did. You know, whatever it was, I knew where to come when my ass was falling off, you know. So I just kind of try and take as many suggestions as I can and just stay in the work and you know, do the right things for the right reasons. And maybe I'll stand a chance just for today. Thank you.